That's the Jay-Z Kanye West song In Paris. We can't play much more because it features both the N and F words. But it's being used by François Hollande, the socialist candidate running for president of France, to reach out to minorities ahead of the first round of voting on Sunday. Polls show Hollande defeating President Nicolas Sarkozy, who claimed at a recent rally that he would be reelected. But we should add that rally was at the Place de la Concorde, where French kings have lost their heads. Christopher Dickey is Paris bureau chief for Newsweek. You can also read him in the Daily Beast. He's in Paris. Chris, Sarkozy came into office promising to make conservative decisions, to bring austerity, to improve the economy. Is this the beginning of the end for him?
Well, he looks like he's in terrible shape. I mean, every one of the polls shows that he will come in behind in the first round of elections, and then the final and decisive round will be between him and François Hollande on May 6th, and most polls have him behind by about 10 points, which is pretty decisive. Now, there could be surprises, but it looks like he's toast.
And what has happened here? He, at one point, was talking about the German model of austerity. He's not doing that anymore. Hollande, the socialist candidate, says he wants to tax the rich. At one point, he was talking about 75%. Is this a shift in the populace? What's happening?
Well, first of all, I think you have to remember that when Sarkozy came in 2007, everybody thought the global economy was growing like gangbusters. In fact, it was. And he actually managed the country pretty well up until the end of last year. But during this campaign, he's just been all over the map, where he had been a great ally of Germany in the economic battles, and now he's changing direction every which way from Sunday.
And Germany, of course, in an austerity program.
Absolutely, and they have the resources to do it, apparently. France is in a little bit more vulnerable position, and it's very much caught up in the debate that we hear in the United States, too. Do you continue to have austerity to the point where you have no growth, and then the austerity doesn't help you anymore? Or do you, in fact, do different things to create more incentives for growth? And basically what Hollande is saying is we need to focus on growth and not on austerity. And Sarkozy is saying, but we can't afford it. And that's where the debate's going. But what it really comes down to, Robin, is people just hate Sarkozy.
Okay.
It's really about personality.
Well, he's seen as prickly, arrogant. But tell us more about the socialist candidate, François Hollande. We began with the Jay-Z Kanye West song. It's actually a campaign video for Hollande. It has pictures showing him going to poor areas, talking to people of color. Tell us more about his message.
Well, his message is essentially that he's not Sarkozy. I mean, I don't want to make this a circular argument, but the problem is that Sarkozy looks like a gangster to a lot of people in France. Not that he's criminal, but he's this little tough guy with a chip on his shoulder who's erratic, intense, coarse. They want to see Monsieur le Président, and they see Joe Pesci instead when they look at Sarkozy.
Well, you know, it's funny. A couple things. First of all, we talked about the candidate Hollande appealing to minorities. We read that by law, public opinion polling can't be broken down by ethnic, racial, or religious backgrounds in France.
But it is broken down by neighborhood, and there are neighborhoods that are much more preponderantly minority neighborhoods than others, which is, in fact, exactly where the Hollande video is taking place, in precisely those neighborhoods, a lot of which were burning in 2005 when Sarkozy was the interior minister.
Yeah, the angry riots then. But, you know, the other thing that's interesting is that we're reading that it was thought that the far right and far left candidates, who are enormously popular, pulling in huge enthusiastic crowds, would pull the two front runners to the right or the left. The Wall Street Journal's very conservative editorial page today is bemoaning the fact that the top two candidates seem indistinguishable. They've really had it with Sarkozy.
Yeah, everybody's pretty much had it with Sarkozy. I mean, I almost feel sorry for him. I mean, what is Hollande's core message? He literally uses this word. He says, "I am the normal candidate." It tells you that people think there's something really abnormal about Sarkozy. That tells you really what the central dynamic is in this election.
Quite something. Christopher Dickey, Paris bureau chief for Newsweek. You can also read him on the Daily Beast. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.